Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have two first-time guests, long-time friends, Stephanie Taylor and Chris Hutchman. You guys?
Yeah. Hello.
Woo.
Oh my God, really, guys? Way to sound like I freaking kidnapped you from somewhere and made you podcast with me.
Just finished working, so still a little tired.
Chris is tired. So Chris I've known since high school. Right, Chris?
True story.
Yes, Chris has been a friend since high school, and Stephanie, I've only known for, I guess, about 5 years, six? How long has it been?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I think so. No.
You first met like 4 years ago when you did the show at the Firehouse.
So that was only 4 years ago?
Yeah.
That was, like, okay. Only been in Philly.
That was 2016. Yeah.
Okay, so it's been 4 years. So, okay, when I said longtime friends, that's actually... Chris is a longtime friend.
It just feels like forever.
Yeah.
We're like spirit friends.
Yes. Well, Steph and I became close pretty quickly. But I also spent Christmas with you guys. And I think once you spend a Christmas with a family, it bonds you.
Yeah.
It's very true. I feel like you guys are better friends than me and you are now anyway. So I'm kind of the third wheel at this point. So.
That's a little true.
That happened.
It's only a little true because of this. Chris, our bond because of the high school thing, it's just solid. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Like, I did call you to vent the other day about something, and like, it was just like, you know, I was like,
not about me, was it?
No, Steph. Jeez. No, it was someone was pissing me off. Oh, I remember now. Yes. It was my Facebook fight. Let's not get into it too
No,
much.
We'll leave that one alone for now.
Yeah, let's
your not. Kanye one?
I got the I will get, okay. I made it.
I tried to be Switzerland.
I won't. Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah. Right. Chris.
Instigator.
Okay. I did a Facebook post that a person from high school did not agree with. And we went out a little bit. She blocked me. I blocked her. But then people were telling me that there were some statuses about me. And that's always a fun Wednesday. Or whatever day it was.
It's good midweek.
There was a post-block post statuses.
I got blocked first. And then
statuses came out about you?
Yes. Well, thank God my name wasn't used. But I mean, whatever. It's like, what I have to say about why I made a status about Kanye in the first place is I don't like in general when people are so quick to point fingers and be like, that person is mentally ill, or to harp on their label, because right now, in my opinion, so many people have issues that they could work on.
Yes.
So I don't like when people are so focused on, oh my God, you know, look at this person. And my point was, I think the Kardashian family has a lot of issues to work on. It's all good, but I think it's easy for them to focus on Kanye when I see some things that maybe
who was saying anything about Kanye in their family? I didn't see anything, so I don't know.
Well, Kanye, you know, he had that whole speech, and then where he said that he's glad they didn't abort North, and then Kim obviously hated that he said that, but then, you know, I guess Chris and Kim were going to try to fly a doctor to get him somewhere, but not with his permission. And
they were
just
on a 5150.
Are they? Where did that piece of news come from? I'm just curious.
He was tweeting it. Kanye went on all these tweets.
He was tweeting that they were going to do that?
A little bit of a tweet rant. Little.
Yeah. And I'm not saying Kanye's like, it's not my business what Kanye is or isn't. I'm not voting for him for president. So when I see when I see someone going in a rant. this is a Kanye house.
This is a Yeezy household. I'm going to need you to.
Your son does have some nice Yeezys, but
he does.
I'm not. Look, for me, if I see someone going on a rant I'm not into, I go, okay, you know, next channel, next page.
Yeah.
Kim had a different reaction. It's her husband. That's fine. I just don't like everyone being like, oh my God, he's like bringing up whatever he's labeled as, because the people who were bringing it up have their own stuff, in my opinion.
Right.
And I've seen and I've witnessed in my own life and with close friends. So it's so easy to like show concern for a person and kind of focus almost intervention energy at someone instead of that person going within and looking at their own places in life that they could work on.
Right.
That's where I get mad. And then the person who got mad at my status twisted into something I didn't say, where she thought I was blaming the Kardashians for Kanye's stuff. And that's not what I was saying. I was more saying, pot calling the kettle black, stay in your own damn lane. That's my point.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really understand, first, why people think he's crazy for saying that he doesn't like abortion, that he doesn't like human trafficking, and what was the other thing he didn't like?
I forget what the third one
was. He just talked about Harriet Tubman, but it got taken a bit out of context because he was just trying to state. I don't think he was trying to diss Harriet Tubman. I think he was saying the black people that were quote unquote freed were not actually freed because they were still working for the white man. He was trying to make a statement. Yeah. So I personally, once again, wouldn't vote for Kanye, but I think what happened was Kim didn't like what he was saying. The family didn't like what he was saying. It looks bad on their reputations. So they try to control that situation. And that's what bothered me. And I was like, you know, well, once again, it was an interesting Facebook fight. And
a lot of those.
I try to avoid those at all costs. It's a waste of energy. If I see someone going on a Facebook rant that I'm not into or a status I disagree with, I just keep scrolling.
Right.
I get caught up in them when I'm bored.
Do you?
Like if I'm just like sitting here watching TV and like I'm not really watching TV, I'm just there's something on. I tend to get in them and then they just almost become fun. It's like poking the bear and just seeing how agitated I can get somebody just because they get so triggered. It just becomes, I don't know, it's almost like playing a game, I guess, a little bit. But at the end of it, I kind of feel bad, but not really. I mean,
it's not nice
to each his own. I mean, I personally, I'm very sensitive, so I can be very harsh, but at the end of the day, I don't want, you know what I mean? Like I can bring it, but then like at the end of the day, I feel bad.
I tend to do it with people I don't know at all, though. Not like people like I actually know. Like I don't really want to get involved in it, but like people who I don't know like at all, I have no problem doing
it. One of these days, you're gonna walk into one of those people's places of business to try to sell them stuff, and then they're gonna realize that you were the one who was being mean to them on Facebook.
Whatever.
It's all good.
There's other businesses.
Well, the other thing was this person was like talked about keeping receipts in a sense of like our messages back and forth. I personally don't hold on to like old texts or messages. Like I don't live in a place where I'm trying to catch someone in something. And like, I don't know, but whatever. We can move on from this. I wish the person best who I got into this stuff with. I don't have time for grudges like that. I really don't. But it was definitely an interesting whatever day of the week it was.
It escalated very quickly.
Yeah. And I participated in
that. You did. It was. You were not immune to what happened.
I don't like when I post a status and someone just like writes a novel under it of what they disagree with. I'm just like, just keep moving. You know how many friends we have mutual on Facebook? I see something and I'm like, that's a little out there. And I'm not like... Dear, what's it, you know, according to the Wikipedia or the Biblia, whatever shit stuff is.
The Biblia?
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. What do you call encyclopedia? I am a smart person. But you get what I'm saying? Like, some people just want to, like, prove you wrong. And it's like, or you can just keep it moving. Like, anyway, let's talk about fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So, Steph and Chris, Steph went a little longer. They did a full-on fast to cleanse their systems of just water for a certain... You did, Chris, for how many days?
Almost 5 days.
That's fucking incredible, though. And Steph did...
11.
Holy smoke. She became a breatharian for 11 freaking days. I mean, I think it's remarkable. I'm not saying to people, do it unless it feels right for you. But that's another thing people don't realize. It's like... You can do something if it feels right for you, and if it doesn't, don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of judgment involved. A lot of, like, that's not good for you. You shouldn't do that. Yet nobody minds if I, you know, slam 12 drinks on a Sunday before I have to go to work on a Monday. Like, that's fine, you know. hanging out, you know, no big deal.
Yeah, well, there were a lot less barbecues and dinners during that fast.
There was. It was post 4th of July. Yeah. And might have been necessary.
Yeah, if I had a quarter for every time somebody told me I was being unhealthy or whatever, but guess what? They're not my doctor. So.
And you were talking to your doctor about it, and you were also so researched about it. Like, yeah. Steph...
I don't do anything that's not...
Yeah, it's true. Nerd alert!
Don't tell people.
I'm sorry. She's also a babe, everyone. But guess what? She's taken. She's a taken babe by my friend Chris Hutchman. She's off limits. Okay. So you guys fasted. I really think, and I'll bleep out whatever. If I say something I shouldn't say, I'll bleep this out too. But I called Steph the other day. She picked up. She was like, hey, I'm in the middle of getting a colonic. I was like, you could not pick up. I feel like I'm talking to you while you're having anal. Just, that's a decline.
Just
call.
Reverse.
Yeah, I felt so intimate with her. Why do you get colonics?
Because it cleans out your guts.
Because it cleans out your asshole. That's what I wish you had said.
Well, this is for a prep for another cleanse too.
Yeah.
So followed after the water cleanse was then another cleanse.
Yes.
For your liver and gallbladder.
Yes.
So there's a whole nother set of rules around that one as well. Can't eat meat and dairy for a full week leading up to it. For some reason, you drink a bunch of apple juice, which has made me feel like I was a 5-year-old again.
Malic acid, it softens your stones.
Whatever, I don't know. You just told me to drink apple juice every day, so I drank apple juice every day. I just follow the rules. I do what I'm told.
I know. During the actual fast, Chris was the most miserable person I'd ever been around.
This one was tough, because I've done them before. We've done 2 days, 3 days before, and it's not that bad. But this, for some reason, was 5 days of hell. Although, by the fifth day, I felt okay. But
I felt amazing.
Yeah, but you're like... So Steph was in the Navy, and you just have that like really warrior soldier mentality where you're just like
are you
this
calling
girl,
me some kind of pussy? Like, what do I mean? That's,
you're more of a pussy than Steph, but not a pussy. But almost everyone I know is more of a pussy than Steph.
Huh. Interesting.
Steph didn't eat for 11 days and was like going on runs and doing yoga like it ain't a thing. Like, you were like day 4 into your fast and you look like you were like a second from a meltdown.
But it was close.
But
I had a meltdown at one point.
I could not do it. So I'm not saying that I'm the most weenie of this group. So I'm not dissing it. Steph's
just
like,
make you the biggest or the littlest weenie?
I'm a huge weenie. I have a huge... No, I don't. I'm not allowed to say that anymore. My boyfriend requested once again that I stop saying those things, but it's so hard to kick that habit. When it's so fun.
Once you have one, you just don't want to let go.
I just want to tell everyone about my schlong.
Believe me, I'm attached.
To yours?
Yeah.
No, to yours.
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm not attached to yours.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, get off my dick.
Speaking of things to edit.
No, not that.
I'm totally kidding.
I'll edit where you work. Steph's like, and our address is for anyone. but their house is popping. But you're not allowed to know where it is. Everyone.
It's a secret.
It's a big old secret.
Really hard to
and
find.
If you ask two of our kids, they don't know what the address is either. So don't worry about it.
Okay. Can we talk about the Black Lives Matter movement real quick?
Sure.
First of all, it's obviously important, but what I want to talk about, and I said this a little bit on my last week's podcast, but I was talking about, am I allowed to say that you're a Republican? I thought you were going to catch on.
Maybe not and confirm it.
I thought you were going to catch on to what I was saying, and you didn't.
I'm literally just staring at you. I know what you were saying.
Okay. So I brought up that I have a friend who's a Republican, and I think it's important that we state this. Just because you're Republican doesn't mean you don't support the Black Lives Matter movement, because Steph very much does, as well as a lot of other Republicans. So I think we need to stop making generalizations of like a Democrat is this and a Republican is this. There's so much more gray common area than people realize.
I hate generalizations more than anything in the whole wide world. It's my
biggest gets us
pet
nowhere.
Peeve.
Speak more about it, Steph. I would like to hear more about what you're going to say about generalizations.
But this, so this podcast, is this supposed to be, I thought it's supposed to be funny.
Well.
Wow, that was hurtful.
I felt like we were having a lot of laughs. No, it's comedic. It has spiritual undertones. We get into real things. It's all of it, Steph. Why box something into a generalization?
Oh, look at you.
Hey.
Reverse.
It frustrates me that people do generalize. I just feel like it's something people do in fear.
Yeah.
Like, and it's annoying because first of all, why are you judging people? All right. Why are you judging people in the first place? It's kind of hypocritical because that's kind of what you're telling other people not to do, but yet you're doing it. And so like saying all these kind of people do this or all those, I mean, I have so many pieces that are a part of me that people could generalize about. Like, I grew up in Iowa.
Someone goes Cal Tipping on her weeknights. So if you want to find Steph, she's milking cows on a Sunday.
I had a daughter at 18.
Oh. Right,
let's talk about the generalizations of that. Hey. You can edit that one out.
Really? Stop giving me all this editing work. I'm just editing out the job place.
The job place.
The workplace. I just feel like people make generalizations because they're being lazy too. They don't want to actually get to understand or know a situation. And I know that you've been ganged up on
or
as well.
Talk to the person.
Yeah.
Just talk to them. Because if you talk to somebody, then you can understand. Like, I have a friend who is Democratic and is pro-life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's different. Why do you want everybody to walk around and be a freaking robot? Like, we are all Democratic, so we all believe this way. We're all Republican, so we all believe. No, everybody's different. And some issues they see differently than others. I mean, people surprise me all the time. A friend of ours, a common friend of ours, surprises me all the time. I don't know if I'm allowed to say names, so I'm not going to.
I wouldn't.
He's That'll another just get comedian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, people are allowed to have difference of opinions, and it's how you go about it. But being judgmental is just like, so 2019, and if you haven't heard, we're in 2020.
I feel like 2020 is so much more judgmental than 2019, to be honest with you.
2020 has been really funkadiliocious, you know, with corones and everything. I think it's bringing out people's fears and, you know, their controlling tendencies of this is how you're supposed to handle a crisis and you should be doing it this way.
Right.
Even with like people talking about how schools are going to reopen. What I'm loving is that schools, for the most part, I think, are saying what feels right for you. Here are some options.
Oh, so you are not in tune with.
No, you're not.
Oh, I am not, actually.
So
that's not where my son goes to school. We're being given options.
So as of, was it
Tuesday?
Tuesday night? No, Monday night.
Monday night.
Yeah. Monday night, they decided that instead of having the option to have go in school or this virtual academy that they set up, the school board, who are seven people, obviously voted into these positions, decided that for the first quarter, it was going to be all virtual. There was going to be no choice. What a shitstorm that became.
Not all. One person did not vote for it.
Oh, sorry. One person abstained, apparently, which how do you not show up for the vote?
Her phone was. She was not. She was out of town. It's.
I don't know. School board. Anyway.
So it's going to be all virtual now?
So it's all virtual for the first quarter.
Yikes.
And obviously that creates a lot of problems for a lot of folks, for families, which is understandable, but
it was all right, well, my son's school district, as of now, you never know what could change, which I like, he will be going in person, not for a full day, but for 2 days. Pretty much half
the hybrid.
He's doing the hybrid. Awesome. But we chose that instead of, we could have chosen all virtual.
That's what I wanted for Dallas. But
Shane needs a little bit of in-person stuff. Yes, he's going to have to wear his mask. There will only be like 8 to 10 kids in the classroom at a time. I mean, some people are going
amazing.
To jobs and working and doing this. Like, whatever. I'm not trying to get sued by any freaking school.
No, I mean, I hope they come up with solutions.
Trust me, you're the least of their worries.
I best be.
I mean, there's definitely solutions they can come up with, but I think it's like school doesn't start next week. So if we can, everyone relax for a second and breathe.
Yeah, people are going
on the table.
Batty.
Yeah.
Crazy. But
that's what 2020, I think, has done to everybody. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we're trying to live our best lives.
I am.
We're trying.
Actually, it's funny because now that we're like, we have more freedom to be out. Because of like everything going on, I actually feel like I'm reclusing a little bit more now. Like I'm like happy to be at home because I just don't want to deal with drama and everybody's opinions and excitement and blah, blah, blah. Like I know I should probably not be saying this because I am a school psychologist, but sometimes I just like want to be happy and I want to walk around with my head in the clouds. And like, I just feel like everybody wants to talk about issues all the time. Kate.
Me? Are you joking? First of all, whose goddamn phone was going off?
It's not mine.
Mine's right here. I think that's yours. Or Eva's.
Oh, it must be Eva's. It's possible. I don't always want to talk about issues.
I'm talking about right now.
Oh, right. Oh, my. Okay, Steph, what would you like to talk about that's so funny sit around right now? Shoot the shit. Yeah. Okay, Steph loves rap. Why don't you rap for us, Steph?
Oh, no.
Miss, let's make this less serious, more fun.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Just kidding.
Honestly, if you want to rap for the rest of this podcast, no. That's what we can do.
Check, please.
Steph always, so when we're hanging, there's always at some point, not always, but they have a karaoke machine, and Steph's like, karaoke time, and she always picks her rap song. And proves her rap skills. It's really fun. And then finally she realized this girl over here has a rap.
Oh yeah. Video.
And now Steph likes showing every one of her friends it before they meet me.
I want them to have context.
Yeah, thank you.
My mom enjoyed it.
Are you serious?
No, totally kidding.
Oh my God. I like your parents. I don't need them to see that. I don't want to go much into my boyfriend's situation, and then we can get into more fun stuff. But I do want to say I saw the inside of a courthouse, and my request is that there be more.
Didn't know where you're going with that.
This is where I'm going. Almost every painting that I saw was of an older white man, and we're already very aware that there's an issue in our society of not enough women or people of color in powerful positions, but it just highlighted that for
Weren't
me.
Weren't you in
Excuse me, Steph.
I'm just saying.
Marker at this time. Okay, I'm just trying to look at every time I have to edit.
Wait, was that bad?
I'm trying not to give details, oh. Steph.
Sorry.
Anything else you want to blow up? Any other spots tonight?
Weren't you in a place where there's a lot of white people?
Steph, there's a disease in our collective, okay?
I hear you.
I don't know if you got the memo, but you did because you went to a protest with me. And I'm just saying some things need to change. So, okay.
Same thing might happen if you walk into a courthouse in Iowa.
Well... this is what happens when your friends are with a Republican, everyone. I take back everything I said. All right, so now I'm just shit out of stuff to talk about.
Wait, we ran through
let's
the
Let's talk
list?
About how y'all two met. We'll get some laughs out of it. Yeah, no, miss. You didn't like the list I came up with over on my Chipotle napkin I stole from y'all? First of all, when they were fasting, I kept being like, well, I'm going to go leave and get Chipotle.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, I was like, Chris, remember Chipotle? How delicious does Chipotle sound?
How great it was. That all those options.
Sucks you can't eat. I'm going to go get a burrito. Steph was like, don't talk to him about food. He'll break. So how did you two meet? When was it? How long ago?
2008, San Diego. I was working at a bar while I was in grad school, and Steph came in to apply for a job, got a job there, and I guess it was your first shift that I was introduced to you?
No.
Mm-mm. It was during the week.
People kept telling me, because I was wearing a Steelers hat, that he was going to hate me because he's an Eagles fan, and apparently there's a Penn State thing that they don't like each other, Eagles fans and Steelers fans. So everybody
that's
kept telling me.
That's just a general thing in the state, not just the Penn State
thing. I don't
think
that's true.
I do.
I don't think that's true. I don't get that sense. I think you guys hate the Cowboys and the Giants. I really think Steelers are a little bit low on that list.
If we could fast forward to a more exciting part of this conversation, sorry. I would really appreciate it.
This is our relationship in a nutshell. If you really want to peel behind the curtain,
could we
that
talk
was
a little
it
bit
right
more
there.
About sports, actually.
That's really? What we. That's what we do.
Chris always tries to put on UFC.
Well, that's because there was nothing else.
There was nothing else on.
Anyway, so
yes, this is how our relationship has developed.
Everyone thought you sports. Weren't going to get along because you like different sports teams.
Yes.
But then
if people live in San Diego, or they'll get that.
Okay.
They'll understand. Because
it's a transplant town. So like you get a bunch of people from different areas, and then every, you know, you get your New Yorkers, okay. your people from Boston.
And you
kind of
like
East
bond
Coast
on your and teams, and you don't like the other teams. So all that kind of stuff.
Sounds real friendly. And I heard the weather's great, though.
The weather
it
is great.
It's beautiful.
Lots of fighting about sports, but the weather.
But the weather. Christine.
So everyone was like, oh, you guys are not going to get along.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Steph walked in and you were like, showing?
No, oh. I used to live right up the street, so I was in there
oh, yes,
for
he
lunch.
Was, but he hid that.
I was in there for lunch playing pool, and she walked up to me and was like, I hear we're not going to get along. And
no,
she was
I said, I hear we're going to have a problem.
Like
and I tipped my hat.
I don't even know why. You don't ask
you
me the story.
Your
just
hat
tell. Just
because
tell,
you tell it wrong.
Keep saying it, Chris, and then she can correct you after.
I'm used to it.
He doesn't get to say what I say. I get to say what I say.
Ooh. Wow. Misogynist. Didn't realize it. It was hidden to me all this time.
I let you say what you said.
Okay, so you finish what you think, how it went.
No, I'm just telling you, I tipped my hat and I said, I hear we're going to have a problem. And he said,
Chris, you got to talk. It's a podcast.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know I was allowed and oh. I didn't get permission. So
that's interesting because I was the one who didn't have the permission.
And I just said, if you wear that hat every shift you're here, we
I'm
are
so
going to have a problem.
I'm so glad once the whole sports team, you know, situation got resolved, everything else has been fine. You guys never fight. Oh, God, now they're both looking at me like they're going to fight me. You guys are two people I would never want to fight, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think. I verbally and emotionally can hang, but physically I'd be toast.
That's a topic we're not going to breach today either.
Oh, yeah. Stop it, Chris. So
moving on.
She tipped her hat, and you...
I just said, if you wear that hat every day that you work here, we're not going to get along. It was playful.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be.
Yeah.
He said, you're not going to get this D if you
it
keep
was,
wearing that outfit.
Yeah. And then Halloween was the next weekend, right?
Yeah. I just went about my to my time and started working. But that was our first interaction.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And then Halloween, I was done with my shift. And I was going to a Halloween party up in like kind of like the hills. And
the hills,
not Beverly Hills.
Oh. It's
right,
San Diego.
Yes,
that'd be quite a drive after work.
And I was wearing my, I was dressed in my Palomalu jersey, and it was like rolled up so my belly was showing, and like I had football pants on. And he came over after and sat next to me.
At that point, with the Steeler stuff, I just wanted to hate fuck her. So I don't know.
We had a drink together, and then I didn't really like him at that time, though. It wasn't at that moment yet. But we had a drink together.
What about you?
And
Chris?
I was like, "Hey, do you want to go to this party with me?" And he was like, "Okay." And so we went. And then,
well, clearly you liked him a bit to invite him
no,
to a party.
No, I just wanted to hang with somebody.
Oh, okay.
I'd do that.
Okay.
Just hang.
So
he,
then
he didn't look too threatening.
My plan worked. Trying to be very unassuming.
So keep going.
So we went to the party. This one guy, it was okay. There's a one guy that was being a jerk, and what did he do? You tell that part, because I don't.
I mean, he basically like, said something. Maybe called her a bitch or something, like, and got real aggressive. And I told him to settle himself down a little
and
bit.
And I didn't do anything, I don't feel like.
No.
Sometimes I do that to people, make them want to call me a bitch. But I didn't.
About me 5 minutes ago. Yeah, so no, just had to, you know, put him in his place a little bit. And then, yeah, and then I think we just went home.
That chipped a little bit off of my, that chipped a little bit. I was like, oh, a guy who actually stands up for chicks. Nice. I like it.
Cool, Chris.
Then we went to his house. And no, we did not do what you think we did.
No, we didn't do anything, actually.
No, he tried to kiss me and I turned my cheek.
That's before we got in the cab on the way home, though. Outside. Okay. Outside of the,
I thought it was at your house.
No, it was outside of the house that we were at the party.
Ooh, someone got denied. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Awkward.
First for everything.
And then he was hooked. who knew that the sweet taste of denial would keep him coming back? Well, I was also getting my tits 2 weeks later, so.
Oh.
I mean, that helped.
As she covers her boobs, as she said, oh, no. Steph, you're a hottie. Let's keep it moving, this story. So when did the fireworks pop off?
Week later.
Oh, by the way, I don't have tits anymore, so.
Steph had fake boobs and no longer does. You may continue on that if you'd like to.
Well, I don't know. Do you want us to finish the story? We can.
We'll go back to that after the story. That? Yeah. Because Steph loves when we talk about humorous light topics, so we'll end on something dark.
It could be funny.
Okay. Well, we will get back to the boob job stuff. Let's talk about when y'all
So we continue to talk a week later. I think the next weekend was actually Halloween weekend, the week before. Like, Pacific Beach in San Diego will find any reason to party and dress up, and so Halloween is like a good week-long event.
Okay.
If not longer. And so the next weekend, I think, was like actual Halloween weekend. And okay. Yeah, so I don't know. We hung out after work again. Wasn't, you know, I don't know how detailed I'm supposed to get here. I don't know what you want. I mean, like, I mean.
Don't get aggressive with me. I just want to know when y'all fucking fell in love.
Oh.
Jesus. Or when you boned. Well, either one. Yeah, give me something.
It was fairly quick.
Did we have sex the night that the Phillies,
won the World Series?
Yeah, that was the first night we had sex.
2008.
Oh, man.
She just wanted to be with a champion.
Oh. Was it good right away?
I mean, I would think so. Yeah, you tell me. Yeah, no.
You guys are eye
rolling us a lot.
You guys are like, duh, look at us.
You're so stupid.
No, so there's two things that I would point out that would be kind of the, like, and these are going to sound weird, like, things where I was like, okay, this is a girl that I could definitely, like, hang out with long. So, because, like, in San Diego, you live in a PB, I worked at a bar, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people are in these, like, little short-term fling relationship, not really relationship things, but, you know, it's a lot of moving around, if you will.
lots of dipping it into.
A lot of dipping it in and out.
Hoeing.
And So obviously, like, we have a connection with, like, she's a girl who likes sports.
When I said ooh to heroin, I didn't mean, like, in a good way.
I said hoeing.
Oh, I thought you said heroin.
No. No heroin. I mean, I wasn't doing any heroin.
It was a weird turn. I was just like, oh. Yeah.
A lot of H.
Did not know that about San Diego.
I'm sure there's parts of it, but not, you know.
I was like, how did heroin join this party?
I'm surprised that you just, like, let that go thinking that's what
I said. My brain was like, oh.
I never pegged you for.
You're like, you know, we were doing a lot of heroin. And
so I think one of the first nights that she slept in my house, I'm just going to move right past
this. Okay, sorry.
I'm going to cruise right through it. She didn't snort. That's not what happened. I had to work. I was the early shift at the bar. I worked, like, the college football games and the NFL games. And I woke up, and Steph was on her computer. These two are cracking up over the heroin.
The snort.
Oh, and the snort. Sorry. Snorting heroin. Whatever. And I woke up, and she was on her computer. And I looked over, and I was like, what are you doing? And she just looks me dead in the face and goes, what do you like better? Indianapolis on the road, -3.5 against Tennessee, or Tennessee getting the points at home? And I'm like, and it was like 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday. And I'm like, mind you, the football games come on early. I'm like, what are you talking about? I looked at the computer. She had her sportsbook.com account open and was putting in NFL games. And I was like, wow, I like the Colts on the road, but, you know.
Aww.
And so that was a nice moment. And then when it came to the World Series, our first official real, like, date was supposed to be the night that the game got rescheduled for. So if you remember the World Series, the game got snowed out in Philly, and they had to push the last game to a different night. Well, they pushed it to the night that we were supposed to go on our first date, and I was nervous. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to call this girl and be like, oh, sorry. You know, got to reschedule. This girl, the one sitting next to me.
This hoe.
And
this heroin.
I called her.
This heroin hoe.
This heroin next to me. The snorting heroin next to me. And I explained the situation, and she was like, no, I completely understand. Go watch the game. You know, don't worry. We can get dinner anytime. This is a, you know, a huge event for you guys. You know, I'll meet up with you afterwards, and we'll hang out, and we'll hang out after you guys win.
I'm pretty cool.
So those were two moments, which really kind of says I'm kind of shallow when it comes to stuff. But those were two big winning moments for
me.
He
doesn't really get he does now, but that took training. He doesn't like to let things get in the way of his sports viewing. And
I know
stuff.
I have witnessed. Because I'll come over and he'll be like deadlocked into some sports game, and I'll be like, boo, boring. And he just gives me an evil look. I'm like, okay, I'll go in the other room. I'm going to go hang with them.
He used to watch Sports Center on loop. They literally talk about the same thing every half hour.
Oh, there could be breaking news. Something could happen different.
On loop.
Than the previous hour.
So anyway, they fell in love. They have a kid together. And Steph has three other kids. And they're great, and they're some of my besties. And I love dams. I had to sum it up. And obviously, they have good sex. Okay. Now, do you want to talk about the boob job?
Sure.
So, Steph got a boob job.
Yes, I got a boob job. My boob job was actually done by...
Chris himself?
No.
With a butter knife?
No. It was done by the guy who... Dr. What's his butt that's on The Real Housewives of Orange County, who was dating Kelly.
Okay.
That's the guy who did my first boobs. And they were great. They were great boobs. Weren't they great boobs?
They were spectacular.
Yes. But I immediately had like an inflammatory response to them. In the sense, I didn't get big right away, but like I definitely was like achy and a little bit more swollen. And then, like, my weight continued to go up through the years. And there were times when I was working my ass off trying to, like, get the weight off and would not lose anything. I was probably, like, 40 pounds above my ideal weight. And I could not drop with lower than 5 pounds off of that. So, anyway, I was told when I first got them that I should get them taken out at 10. I was on... like 9 going on 10 years, decided to have them redone, went to a doctor here who, after I went to him, have heard like horror stories from many women.
Yep.
Including a friend of ours who worked for him at one point.
Yes.
I have another friend who went to him that had similar problems that you had, but I'll let you finish.
No, I should have known that he wasn't the one to go to when I like walked in, and he like
super creepy
sat in his like
super creepy
what I would imagine Hugh Hefner chair and like watched you like twirl around and whatever.
He was like, sing a song now. I'm like, what?
Now shake him a little.
Yeah.
Huh? He's gross. So anyway, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's get big ass titties. So I like wanted to go big. I went big. Basically, 10 days later, my right boob like blew up like Dolly Parton because I like had a blood vessel pop and just my whole it filled with blood.
And bloobs varied.
And then had to have surgery to get the blood removed. I think another 10 days after that, had an infection. Had to have surgery again to get the infection removed. And then it was just one nightmare after the other. my right boob basically started almost like what I would imagine a submarine does when it like goes too far into the ocean, you know, when it like cracks.
Oof.
And like crumbles in, like that's basically what my right boob was doing. So essentially I had this nice pretty like fallen left boob, and then my right boob was like this big crackled crumpled thing. It was disgusting. So I had had it eventually, like all, like I had all these bad blood tests and my B12 fell and just my, like everything was bad.
You were in and out of the emergency room.
In and out. I think part of, like partly I was having panic attacks like that were like coming on. I think I also had like, there was some sort of bacterial infection or something going on in there. And like, I think like I was having reactions to that and it was just a big mess. And so then I, you know, did a lot of research and came to kind of the conclusion that it was probably best, not just for me, but like also to be more of a model for my two young girls. Like to just get them out and be happy with like who I am, you know? So eventually that's what I did. And I mean, I've got to say, like, I almost immediately lost 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Right away. Like, and I've continued to do cleanses, and that's where kind of like, to kind of like wrap it up from the beginning, like that's where like the fasting and stuff has really come on, because I've just really wanted to like get rid of the shit that I put my body through.
Yeah.
And you know, I still think big boobs are pretty, but I have a nice appreciation for the small little ones too now.
The other day Chris called your boobs really, what do you call, he gave him a real big compliment. He was like, they're really nice and perky and whatever. What? Not like, he didn't say it in a creepy way.
Did
to me
say it to you? Because you didn't say it to me.
Because you were complaining about it. No, you were complaining about your boobs or something as you were walking out of the room, and he just was like, it was really sweet. It was like, they're great. You know what I mean? It was that kind of thing. And I was like, I knew it.
They're great. And
Steph won't show me her boobs. Yeah. Not that my friends have to show me their boobs. But because you've been through some stuff, you talk about them in a way like, there, you know, and I can tell. I'm like, you got great boobs. Well, you got great boobs. And I heard
they're not twins
firsthand. Well, I'm sure they're close to being
twins. Didn't the one doctor fraternal tell you that no boobs are twins?
No, they're not twins. Guesses? They're sisters.
Yeah.
And
he actually used that.
But term. Mine are more like stepsisters.
Well, folks, if I ever see him, I'll give you more of a report. I can't really say much. I think, and I've said this too, that doctor needs to have a class action lawsuit against him. But I know that's not what you want to do with your time. But you are not my only friend, coincidentally, that has been severely injured by him. So that's all I'm going to say about that, because it ain't none my biz.
He was just super. I'm at one point when you had, because like the hardening of that area, and they were like, oh, it's scar tissue and you need to, you know, massage it, and he's like in, and I'm like in the room and she's like, and he's like, yeah, you have to, and he's like showing me how to do it, and he goes, here, come here, he's like, you put your hands on it and I'll show you, like, and I'll put my hands on yours and show you the pressure, and I was like, nah dude, I'm good, like I understand the gist of what you're trying, yeah, we're trying to accomplish here,
trying like, to have like a threesome.
Yeah, it was
a weird,
oh, it was so
groping,
God,
he's like,
so
wait, take my dick in your hand, and he's like, trust me, it's protocol. Yeah, it's protocol. Yeah,
yeah. Standard operating procedure.
Yeah. Now, Steph, if you could stick a finger in my ass, it really helps me come. You're like, doctor, are you sure?
No, okay, you want to hear something super creepy? Doesn't he kind of look like the guy, Jeffrey Epstein, a little bit?
Yeah, not even kidding. He does that. There's a resemblance there. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
If I would have known about him.
There's a creepy resemblance.
I probably would have turned around and went out the door the first time, but I didn't know about that piece of poop.
Well, I don't like him.
And I don't, that's like all him
about. I don't like him. Well, look, we did 45 minutes. It's not my longest podcast, not to like make you guys feel bad. I feel like that's like what a girl says after she has sex with the dude the first time. Like, look, it's not my longest, but I came. You know what I mean? First of all, who wants to have super long sex anyway? You know, some people are like, oh my God, we went for like hours. Like my vagina would fall off.
It kind of just depends on what the super long sex entails.
Continue, Steph. Intrigued.
I mean, when it's like super long because somebody won't finish,
then it's like TikTok.
And you've kind of already like gotten whatever you need or whatever.
To the summit of the mountain.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are you texting someone?
No,
right
now, I'm looking something up. Okay.
What an orgasm is? What's happening right now?
Whoa.
You guys are like, I thought this was to be a funny podcast.
I didn't say that.
Steph did. She's on Google right now. She's like, no one's a good time to do one of my reports right now in the middle of the podcast.
No. So what were we talking about?
Oh, M-G.
Sex.
How long sex can be bad if it's because someone just can't get to the summit of the mountain and someone has already been up Mount Everest for the last 10, 15 minutes.
Yes. Us girls always have like a hard, like we have it harder when it comes to sex, I feel like.
Really?
Yeah. Because guys, most of the time, guys can, they can, if they can get their stuff off most of the time, right?
I can get there pretty easily.
Well, I mean, I feel...
Anything more you want to tell me, Steph, about?
Yes. Help me out here.
Is it hard for you to get to the summit?
No, it's not. Is
Chris not doing his job correctly?
It's definitely not hard. No, it's not hard. I'm just saying guys can kind of...
I know it's this type of party.
They can control the tempo.
Tell me what else is wrong with Chris in the bedroom.
No. That is not what I'm saying at all. Stop it, you two.
I wish you would stop it.
Yeah, get off your phone, lady.
Yeah, okay? Speaking of get off.
Yeah, and like, get off while you're fucking your...
I don't know. I think I'm right about this. I feel like guys have the upper hand.
Most women have... it takes them longer to reach that part than men. Yes, but you're normally right. I normally don't have a hard time getting there. But that's not, I mean, I also haven't had sex in a bajillion years.
Yeah, you don't even remember how long it took to get there.
I don't even know where you put it anymore.
There's two options. I'm not sure which one.
Oh, snap. Start in the front and in the back.
So, one thing.
Siege calls out the surf and turf.
Wow.
Love him.
Yummy. Yummy. We're going to Red Lobster. The Serpenter.
I was so hungry the other day because I hadn't eaten in so long. I actually ate sushi when we went.
Really?
Yeah. And he liked it.
Well, I didn't get that invitation.
On a related note.
Cool. Thanks Rude. For letting me know. And then it came out when I was talking to Steph during her colonic.
What?
The sushi? Did you eat sushi?
What came out?
The sushi came out of your butthole when you were getting it sucked out of your
I don't eat anus. Sushi.
Oh, you don't?
I don't eat fish at all.
Why?
Because I have a very strong sense of smell and it's stinky.
It was also supposed to be a dinner with my parents and my mom chose not to go.
Oh. Okay.
What does that have to do with
because
anything?
Because she was upset that we didn't invite her.
Oh. Well. Who's here?
Eva.
Oh. No. Hi. Oh my gosh, it's your mom.
Yeah.
That's so funny because we were just talking about the sushi thing. We're podcasting right now. Hi, guys. We're going to be ending in a second, though. So, all right. Well,
so
Steph doesn't like fishy things.
I don't like fishy things. Do you want to say hi?
Which is why we would never work as a couple.
So we're going to transition.
Hi, queens.
Oh my, she's so cute. That's Eva. She said, hi, queens. Eva, do you want to say anything else about like your life or any advice to the listeners?
Eat more sugar.
And everyone eat more sugar.
I thought she said chicken.
She said sugar. Eva, did you say sugar or chicken?
She said chicken.
Eva, why am I yelling into the mic?
I don't know.
Eva, did you say sugar or chicken?
Sugar.
Oh. I was. She's eating a freaking drumstick. Ice cream cone thing. She's so happy right now. I agree. Drumstick ice cream cones are like the best. Kit Kat? Oh my gosh. Now I'm hungry. All right. Let's wrap this up.
So before we do, Can I just plug really quick? So tomorrow is World Day Against Trafficking. And so Chris and I are going to be going down to Center City and we're going to do a peaceful protest because people need to know more about what's really going on all over our country and every single state. And unfortunately, it's not talked about at all like it should be. So hopefully people are aware of that. And
is there an organization someone can go to, like a website, to learn more?
So we're going, I support and follow Operation Underground Railroad. They're an amazing group. They do basically they go in and do like special ops to like they follow and just go in and study like they're really risky missions to like rescue kids. And then they, after that, they rescue the kids and the kids go to aftercare. And one of my long-term goals in my life is sometime to maybe be involved in the aftercare process once my kids are off to college or something.
That's beautiful. I'm happy you're so passionate about that because that needs to get fixed.
Yes.
Anything else you guys want to plug? It could be social media. Do you want to plug your Instagram or no?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, Eva wants to plug hers.
Oh, Eva wants to plug her Instagram, though.
Follow me at Eva Loren Hodgman.
And check her out at Spirit Halloween.
Yes.
She's the queen and the evil queen and the princess.
And thank you guys so much for listening. For me, Instagram at the Kate Wolf. Twitter as well, if you'd like a healing, kwolf2f27@gmail.com. And August 30th for people in the Pennsylvania, Philly suburbs area at Brick and Barrel in Maple Glen will be an outdoor.
Be there.
They will be there, an outdoor comedy show. You can go on my Facebook pages. I have a Kate Wolf fan page and my regular page to get to the link. But there are limited seats because it's outside and it's social distanced.
So have you ordered our tickets yet?
Get tickets
soon.
I need to. Yes, and it's dinner and comedy. So dinner's included in the ticket price, and Brick and Barrel is incredible.
It is.
And do you want to go?
Carl Deal, the owner, is going to be doing his first 5 minutes of stand-up.
I saw that.
Yes.
Also, disclaimer, if you've listened this long, I apologize.
What the heck would you end on that note?
I don't know. I feel like
Chris,
we're kind of boring.
You.
Me.
And are we boring you?
No.
You're saying you're boring.
I'm boring myself, I think, a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I don't know. I don't know if I'm this was entertaining for folks as...
It's why are you being an apologist?
What the heck just happened? Did your self-esteem crumble at the last minute of this? This was great. Don't look at me like that. Do you want to say hi, Queens, again before we end this? Or want to say bye, Queens? Okay, we're going to be peacing out. Say
bye, Queens.
Peace. Bye.
Bye.